We're talking today with the nutritionist, fitness expert, author of the book, best-selling author Joel Marianne. Joel, there's no exclamation points in that, but so what's the plan that actually makes this statement work?
Well, really, it's the science and the research behind our natural instinct of eating. I cite over 90 peer-reviewed published research studies. That's the gold standard of studies inside my book, showing that it doesn't matter whether or not we eat our calories early in the day or later in the day, with all things being created equal macronutrient and calorie-wise, late-night eaters lose just as much weight as early morning eaters. And in fact, late-night carb eaters have been shown in several studies to actually lose more weight than those who eat their carbs earlier in the day. So turning the myth that your metabolism slows down at night is just simply not true. Your metabolism is fully functional, and so is your digestive tract.
Well, Joel, where does that misconception come from? That huge misconception of, oh yeah, if you're eating late at night, that's how you put on the pounds.
I think it started with the myth that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and I think the food industry has a lot to do with that, because if you're skipping breakfast and using a form of intermittent fasting, which we recommend in my book, and we provide breakfast snacks for those who can't skip it. But I think if you're not consuming anything, then there's nobody benefiting financially from that. So it's not really a sexy idea to be skipping meals, because the food industry is not making money if you're not eating. And I think that's where it really all starts. But the whole idea, even in my own personal training certifications, my nutrition certifications, my college education, we're always taught that the metabolism slows down as the day is going on. And I think it's just a natural common sense thing for us to think about that, because we're getting ready to go to sleep. So we white knuckle our way through it and starve ourselves to death because we think those calories are going to be stored as fat, or we cave and we eat something that we think we shouldn't be eating and we feel guilty. And the science just simply does not bear that out. And I uncover exactly how that all works inside my book.
So in this book, you also kind of lay out a three-phase plan for some strategies eating. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we've actually put three phases in the book, and I think that it's super important to have a very aggressive phase where you're going to really lose a lot of weight. We call that the acceleration phase. It's the first 14 days. And we spend these 14 days weaning you off breakfast with the breakfast snacks. And for those who have to have breakfast for blood sugar reasons or medication maybe, but the acceleration phase is 14 days. It's designed for rapid results. So we will manipulate carbs a little bit more during this phase because we want to get the body adapted to using stored fat as a fuel source. And we do this by manipulating carbohydrates. But phase two, the main phase, you just maintain that phase until you hit your goal weight. And then we have phase three, which is the lifestyle phase. This is more of a laid-back version of the main phase with more liberties, more food, and fewer restrictions. And so this, what this does is it eliminates the pitfalls of traditional crash diets, because now you have something that you can actually use as a lifestyle. To sit here and say, hey, I'm never going to eat carbs again following a keto or a paleo diet, it's just not realistic. This plan caters to our natural instinct of being hungry at night. And when you use this pattern of eating, the research actually shows that you rebalance your hormonal cycle, your cortisol cycle, so you release more melatonin and serotonin at night. Then you also boost leptin and thyroid hormones when you incorporate something that I call super carbs at dinner time. These carbs contain glucose. This glucose is a building block of thyroid and leptin hormones. These two hormones regulate your body weight and control the speed of your metabolism. So there's an aggressive phase, a main phase, and then a lifestyle phase.
When, if we're not eating breakfast, when is our first time to eat then? I mean, we sort of set up by a clock in a sense, but when would that be first time that we would have some sort of a meal of the day?
And keep in mind, this will still be breakfast, right? Because if we look at the root word of the word breakfast, it's break fast, right? So you're just breaking the fast later in the day. And inside the book, we cover something called the 16-8 protocol, where you fast for 16 hours and you feed for 8. Now, this doesn't have to be exact to a T. You could fast for 14 to 15 hours. You could fast for 17 or 18 hours. But the sweet spot seems to be doable as a lifestyle at 16 hours. So if your last pre-bedtime fat-burning snack is at 9 p.m., you would not eat your first meal the next day until 1 p.m. And then I have a half a dozen fat-burning, calorie-free fat-burning drink recipes that you can eat or consume during your fast until you're waiting for your first meal of the day, which is really more towards lunchtime, but it's still breakfast technically because you're breaking fast.
What about water and coffee or drinks or something like that? Hydration, I guess that's still an important part, and that doesn't really consider it as part of a breaking of fast, I would assume.
Not at all, and that's why we provide the fat-burning drinks. There's like a half a dozen of them that, you know, we use that help stabilize blood sugar even further. And remember, when you're in this fasting window, people think if you're not eating and you're skipping a meal, your metabolism is going to slow down and you're going to store fat or lose muscle. And it's a complete myth. In fact, the research points the opposite direction. When you fast, metabolic rate goes up by 12%. You can increase growth hormone 400 to 1,200%. Your blood sugar and insulin is so stable that adrenaline releases, and this adrenaline actually is a catalyst to accessing stored fat cells as a fuel source. So lots of fluids, the more water you give your body, the less hungry you're going to be during that fasting window. And after the first week or two of doing this, you don't even get hungry anymore, regardless of your fluid intake, because you reprogram a hormone called ghrelin. This is your hunger hormone that talks to you when you're hungry. And you'll notice after doing this for a week or two, you won't even get hungry till 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
We're talking today with Jill Marion, best-selling author, fitness personality, and nutritionist. Always eat after 7 p.m., the revolutionary rule-breaking diet that lets you enjoy huge dinners, desserts, and indulgent snacks while burning fat overnight. How does that affect your sleep, if at all?
It's a great question, and it goes back to those late-night carb eaters. So what we do is we incorporate these supercarbs, these glucose-based supercarbs, because they help rebalance your cortisol cycle, and we pair them and combine them with a high-quality protein source. This gives you a healthy blood sugar spike. So you still keep your body in a fat-burning environment. You're still giving your body the glucose it needs to produce thyroid and leptin hormones, and you're also coaxing the brain to release more melatonin and serotonin, and this induces deeper sleep. Now, this is one of the biggest pitfalls of, like, a low-carb or a carb-free diet like keto or paleo. One of the number one side effects is insomnia, and it's because there's a lack of carbohydrates to help rebalance that cortisol cycle.
So if people want to find out more about what you're up to in this book, where's a good place to get some details, Joel?
Best place is to go to joelmarion.com. That's joelmarion.com. You can learn all about the book, link over to my podcast, my nutrition company, BioTrust, and then you can also find the book in bookstores as soon as they open across the country.
Sounds great. Joel, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for the insight today.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Joel Marion joining us this morning. Always eat after 7 p.m.